We're recording.
What do I look into?
What are you looking into? My eyes. Wes. Look into my eyes.
Where do I look?
We don't want to sync it.
I'll sync it later. Or I'll sync it when we...
Are they connected right now?
No.
Missed. Welcome to It's So Bad, episode 10, the one where we have Southern Drawls.
Episode X.
We made it, guys.
Hee-haw.
We made it.
A very special It's So Bad.
We have Timothy Rozell in the studio. That is a living room / dining room. Welcome to the podcast.
Howdy ho.
Is that the bet you got?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Well, that's all from Tim.
That's all.
He ruined it for himself.
I'm going to go now.
So if we, you know, sound like we're doing a little bit of a Southern draw, we just spent an hour watching Reba. And then another half hour watching Restaurant Impossible.
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. The dude that's like too big and strong looking that hates everyone.
But not Gordon Ramsay.
The other guy that wants to be Gordon Ramsay. The guy that's all up on Gordon Ramsay's dick.
But he did an episode in Texas. So he's very Southern.
He did. They were at a barbecue restaurant where, guess what, guys? They ran out of ribs.
We ain't got no ribs.
They ain't got no ribs. No ribs to be had, but actually they had ribs.
She misplaced them.
So they fixed that all up, but now we just can't not talk with a Southern accent. So apologies.
She got a 9.
She got a 9.
She got a 9.
They rated her ribs at a 4. A professional barbecue beef.
I don't think they ever threw out the word professional.
He put his reputation on the line.
I don't know if he's professional or not.
If we go back and watch it, which we're not going to. No.
I
think he's been doing that for 30 years.
That just means he has a scam for getting free barbecue. It doesn't mean he gets paid for it.
That's fair. Anyway, gave them ribs a 4. Then I think they watched a YouTube video on how to make ribs, and they made more ribs, and then he was like, I'm going to give these a 9. But the rating only goes up to 8. They were that good.
No, it goes up to 9.
I thought he said it went up to 8.
No, it goes up to 9.
Oh, my God.
10. I thought it was 10.
No, it was 9. Barbecue ratings go from 1 to 9. You guys are not watching this show very well.
I was thinking about ribs.
And I was yelling over the thing the entire time.
I was thinking about ribs.
I was trying to set up the computer.
Ribs and ghosts.
Ribs and ghosts.
Ghosts.
So, because everybody in the South is scared of ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
or Klansmen.
Is there something you're afraid of? Ghosts.
Why are you crying? Ghosts.
Oh, Tina? Teresa? What was her name?
Lynn?
Lynn? Lynn was the worst.
She had a good heart. She hired all those
terrible
people.
She had an enlarged heart.
She had a lot of convicts she hired.
She hired a lot of good people that they got rid of by the end of the show. So it was very heartwarming in a very Ayn Rand kind of way.
Yeah, they had a full restaurant with like wait staff. And then halfway through the reno, the guy was like, you know what? Let's change it up. Let's make it just order at the counter and pick up your food with a number. It's like, a bunch of people just got fired.
They're like, we're going to make it. Where's my job?
And considering it was barbecue and you just let it simmer in an oven overnight, I don't really have any cooks either.
Yep.
And we made coleslaw in a trash bag, so we need about 3 people on staff.
And
one of those guys is just changing urinal cakes.
Yep. So, I mean...
He's a retarded fellow from down the street.
I'm going to give the episode 4 thumbs up. I'm using my toe thumbs.
I'm going to give it a 9 on a scale of 8.
I was going to say.
That's actually 9.
I'm going to give that a 9 scale.
A nice solid round 9.
So, Tim got farted on last night, and he wants to tell you a little bit about it.
Also, you will be tagged on Facebook about this.
Oh,
episode.
No, she can't see it. Don't let her see it.
Who can't see it?
Don't let her see it. Read it. Hear it.
Was that her name?
We can't call her by her real name.
Oh.
I mean, that's not her real name. That's not her real name at all.
Sarah's going to find offense to this. Bleep her name.
Let's say I'm an. We just keep saying
with
her
a
name,
D.
Making it worse.
D. Shit.
Speaking of
there
the
was D.
Okay.
I don't like it.
You're gonna go bleep out those. We're just gonna call her Suzanne.
We call her Suzanne.
Who Timmy hung out with on the night of June 11th. There's only one girl, Suzanne, and it's you. Timmy loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, so
this is all unusable.
Met her online. OkCupid. Fun site.
And first time we met was she came to Brickwall and brought her mom, who is lovely. Very lovely. I think Cruella DeVille, maybe?
I saw more of a Lady Skeletor.
Yeah, there we go. Very blonde. Says baby a lot, and honey, and doll. Like, a lot.
Honey child. Doll?
Yeah.
Oh, doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know Amy Poehler in Mean Girls?
Yes.
Wants to be the fun mom?
Yeah.
That was a vibe I got from never speaking to her.
That's really good. That's a really good assessment.
Thank you.
But skinnier and brattier hair.
Oh.
It's weird.
Oh,
it's
shit. Weird place I love her. I love her. Fuck. Fuck.
That's my future mother-in-law, y'all.
Shut up.
Oh, Suzanne. You poor thing. Suzanne, is that what we're going for?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, that's great. I nothing but the best of luck to the both of you. The three of you.
Thank you. Because she's suing her dad right now. So
she's what?
Suing her dad right now.
Oh, she is or her mother
she
is?
She is.
She is?
Yeah.
So basically her mother has turned her against her father.
Probably, but...
Sounds about right.
I don't know yet.
Is he a convict? Should we not be talking about this?
No. I think this could be used in court. We're going to have to go.
I can't wait for the wedding.
Oh, it's going to be a weird one. It's going to be really Victorian, white, and creepy. A lot of frills. A lot of lace.
She moved to Lakewood, so...
Yeah. It was a nice spot.
All sorts of Victorian and lace things there.
She loves white, so she moved to the right place.
Oh!
Race humor.
We went to Pete and Elda's. Thank you for the suggestion. That worked well. Got a large pie. Had some beers.
I believe they sponsored an earlier podcast.
Probably. that they know of?
Oh, no.
I think we just ate there before we came.
But I think we made the joke that they sponsored it.
That's fine.
Maybe.
And then...
this podcast brought to you by OKCupid.com.
Yep. and Pizza on Main in Bradley Beach.
Where you get... All the BJs you can want.
That's not true at all.
No, not at all.
There's lots of BJs don't. Timmy's wanted that hasn't gotten. That's a BJ. Not going to happen. That's a BJ. Not going to happen. Hi, Matt's mom.
Oh, she listen?
No, we just talked about her.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I don't think she listens.
But we had a lot of Pete and Elda's. Came back here. And she didn't want to stay here. So we drove back to her house.
I kept knocking on the door a lot.
Oh.
But I hardly think that's my fault.
Sounds like it might be partially your fault.
She felt very uncomfortable when she told me that. But
Basically, she only likes to blow dudes where her mom can hear.
Oh, because
it seemed like that mother-daughter kind of combo. I got pregnant too early. You're going to be my best friend. Never leave me.
Don't. We're
she's also crazy and southern in my mind.
as
everybody is right
just now. Just because you got too much of that Reba on your mind.
Too much Reba.
Full of Reba.
Full of Reba.
I'm full Reba right now, guys. This is an euphemism for erections. Sorry. My bad. Can it be now? That's what's
happening. Yeah. That's
can we call it a Reba?
Can we call it a Reba? We will now.
From now on.
Okay with.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she farted on me. Too much Pete Nelda's. Late night. Kind of forgot.
That'll happen, I suppose.
Stop fiddling with your hands. Stop.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I know. That seems to be a problem in your family. So, Tim is Will's cousin, in case you guys don't know. I mean, most of you know.
That's Will as in Matt and Will have a podcast.
Yes, Will that as in one. Not me. I'm Matt.
I was Matt this entire time.
Wait.
So, 10 episodes. This is kind of like a pretty important step.
I don't think any podcast has ever hit 10 episodes before.
Not that I know of. No podcast I've listened to.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Why not?
What the hell's a podcast? Where are we doing? Where's this going?
What does this have to do with dolphins exactly?
How do I get to this? I see sonar on the computer.
when are we casting for dolphins?
Can I be dolphin number
That's
two?
That's a pod, right?
I can't be lead dolphin again.
That's something.
What does that mean? Where are you putting your nose, little boy?
I saw blackfish. It went down. Right.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I want to watch it, but I also do not want to watch it.
It's not bad.
Is it gonna like depress the shit out of me, though?
No. No.
Oh.
I mean, you eat hamburgers.
I do.
That's probably worse.
Well.
Mm. Eh. This episode brought to you by SeaWorld Texas. That's a thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's called Texas, but there's one in Texas. Yeah.
Here's hoping.
When I was in
hope you bring your guns.
When I was in LA a couple weeks ago, I had to drive Amanda down to San Diego, and when we passed, there's a SeaWorld there. I'm gonna tie this up in a bow for you. Don't worry. The draw. I hear it. I don't know. Whatever.
It's still there.
It's still there. When we passed the exit for SeaWorld on like the big sign above the freeway, someone wrote, instead of where it says drive for SeaWorld Drive, they put a big sign that said sucks. And it was huge, and it was up there like probably for weeks. SeaWorld sucks. I bet they saw Blackfish too.
Probably.
I'm going to say yes.
There's an old, I think, 80s, maybe late 70s movie called White Dog. Okay. It's about a racist white German shepherd that only attacks black people.
Well.
And if you watch the trailer, it's quite funny because at one point you get a guy's like, that's a white dog. Meaning it's a white affinity dog, doesn't like black people. So now just hearing my voice, that's a black fish, and imagine people in Texas shooting at the Shamu.
That's funny. Do you think that's where Seth
and yes,
MacFarlane,
I just called it the Shamu.
Seth MacFarlane got the inspiration from Brian on Family Guy? White dog hates black people?
No. I think it just, sometimes dogs are trained to not like black people. Oh. But there's probably a cultural connection.
Yeah.
In that he's from somewhere that doesn't like black people.
Good point.
Makes sense.
That's right.
Took a weird turn.
Quit fiddling with stuff.
I like fiddling.
Who let you have keys?
Nope. I put my keys there so I wouldn't sit on it.
That was silly.
I know.
You know how I like giant things. I like keys to be
dead. You know he's like a cat. All nimbly bimbly.
Meow. Tell us something else, Tim.
She gets the dizzy spells.
All right, we're done with her. We're done with Suzanne. No.
We're done embarrassing this one.
She got dizzy spells? No? Okay.
How about we don't put all her shit out here first episode? You're going to be with her for a while, I think.
I'm in love.
That's the vibe I'm getting
I'm
right now.
I'm in love with Suzanne.
She sounds crazy. I can't wait to meet her.
Was it Suzette or Suzanne?
It doesn't matter. Cares? It's a fake name.
Doesn't matter.
We all know which crazy girl we're talking about.
Do we, though?
Suzette.
There's so many.
All right. Back to us. 10 episodes. Never thought we'd make it. I thought we'd make it.
Me too.
But
I thought we'd make it months earlier.
Yeah. We have had some delays.
Like every 3 weeks we're doing, probably.
Yeah.
Averaged.
That's not good.
No, but,
This other podcast that
I hate to burden too many people with podcasts. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. The other podcast, the only other one that I listened to, started like 2 weeks after us and is already on, I think, like 15 or 16 episodes. And they've done like a live taping of an episode. I was like, man, you guys are just making me feel bad. And then I listened to, or I watched the Marin show on IFC, which is Mark Marin has a TV show about his podcast. And it's basically the same as Louis' show, which is Louis about Louis C.K.'s stand-up. But anyway, Mark Maron's podcast seems really funny. I was like, man, I wish our podcast was really funny.
Well, he's a comedian.
That's true.
Do you know why I started doing the podcast? Because his life was probably kind of at the bottom of the barrel.
Isn't that why we started doing a podcast?
No.
Oh.
We're starting midway down the barrel.
You sure? Midway down?
We're
relatively young compared to Mark Maron.
That's true.
And only like...
Well, he's only like 45.
Well, he looks like shit.
He does. Because he did a lot of drugs.
He looks much older.
He does. He's not.
Well, that's where we fucked up, and you know that.
I do know that.
We should have done more drugs.
We should have done more drugs.
We should be doing more drugs.
Mom, I don't know why we're not doing more drugs.
My mom did drugs.
And look at you.
Got small hands.
Well, the numbering system I set up for this podcast is... We have to do at least 100 episodes.
Well, if you want to start doing 5-minute podcasts, we can do that. We can just start knocking them out.
Did you say 5-minute?
Yeah.
5-minute podcast. 2 jokes. One of them may be funny.
One me hitting you, one you hitting the floor. Wait.
Wait. Wait.
What are we talking about?
So, Let's talk about...
Tim's fear of spiders.
Tim's fear of spiders.
Fucking hate spiders.
I should take you for a ride in the Datsun.
No.
Because it's full of spiders.
Is it really?
Maybe. It lives in the...
what do you mean, maybe?
So well, sometimes I see it being driven around at night.
The garage...
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, it's in the morning. It's spider
work. Wait. Is it like that thing where they had to recall all those cars because they're making nests?
Well,
the spiders were making nests.
No, the car's like 40 years old, so they're not recalling much on it anymore.
Fair enough.
no, it's the garage it's in is, and it's not, you know, airtight or outside world tight, and it has a soft top, so pretty much if anything wants to get inside of it, it can get inside of it.
Spiders, raccoons.
Spiders. Is basically what I'm talking about.
What about
hook-fisted men?
Hook-fisted.
The big feet. That's the plural of Bigfoots.
The big feet. The big feet?
Sasquatch.
The Sasquatches?
Sasquatches.
Sasquatch man in here.
I think Sasquatch, I think that's like...
The masculine form of Sacagawea? Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, no, I was going to say, let's talk, well, I mean...
Have you found spiders in
there? Yeah, man.
Wait, let's get back to spiders. Are there spiders outside my house right now in that car?
Did you bring spiders? I changed in my motherfucking house.
I transported spiders...
Take your clothes off!
I transported spiders from Jackson to here. Different kind of spiders. The spiders that you missed from your childhood.
That can't be legal.
All right. Why'd you do that?
They're all small, though. Like the ones that you don't notice like, right away.
Like coming out of the faucet drain small.
Yeah.
Mm. Like arachnophobia stuff.
Yes. Yeah. The ones that, like, they'll get on you. They'll be on you for a bit before you notice.
Like super spiders.
There's this. Did you see the fucking video with the girl? She's doing a video.
Tim's getting deathly serious right
I know,
now.
Fucking speak up, man.
I'm sorry. She got
talk to us.
She's
like
doing.
We're here.
She's doing I guess like her own video, whatever blog thing. She's doing her video blog for.
It's called a vlog.
Vlog, sure. Internet stuff. She's doing internet things. Makeup. I don't have my own makeup. Oh no, Molly watched it. Yeah, and she was just there talking about whatever fashion stuff she was doing. And you saw this giant spider crawl across her chubby chest. And then it, like, crawls up along her face. And is under her eye, on her cheek, and just goes across the bridge of her nose. And she's has no idea. And keeps talking about whatever. And then just goes, I think that was a spider. And she's like, oh, no, maybe it came out the scar. Oh, I hate spiders. I was like, fuck you. I would have turned the house inside out and burned everything. You don't hate spiders. I hate you. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, God. I don't...
It was a setup. It was a lie.
There's spiders everywhere.
Was there actually a spider or was this like some sort of...
No, it was a huge goddamn spider.
It was huge?
It was a huge spider.
Remember that scene in Arachnophobia where you see the spider sitting and you see it seeing the fire in its eyes?
Yes.
That's happening right now with like 12 spiders that are all just watching you.
That's fine. I check.
Dozens of sets of 8 eyes just watching you in the dark. This waiting to lay eggs in your ears.
I got bit by spiders a lot when I was a kid. I did.
I lived in a mausoleum.
Up North Jersey where we lived, I would wake up at least once a summer with spider bites all over me and had to turn my bed inside out and find a spider. And
there was just your dad pinching me at night. I'm going to make you afraid of spiders.
Now, are you sure these were spiders and not... Bed bugs? Or fleas? How do you know?
Because there was a fucking spider. I found spiders in my bed all the time.
I'd always find them in my pubic hair. They were the smallest little spider you ever saw.
Smallest little spider.
Damn, you had pubic hair.
It made
lice.
It itchy. Bottle
put it down, goddammit.
You got me talking about spiders. I can't stop pinching
No.
I was late for work once because I thought I saw a spider on my shoulder before work.
That makes sense. What?
I was wearing, like, a plaid shirt, and there was... I don't think there was one, because, like, I saw it out of the corner of my eye and, like, ripped the shirt off, because it was one of those... It was a button-up, but it had the snap buttons, because those are so cool. And I, like, threw it on the ground, and, like, then I just felt bugs all over me, and then I couldn't find it in my shirt. I was late for work, because it took me a few minutes to calm down.
And then I spent 48 hours in Bellevue, because this was on the subway. Spiders! They're in my skin!
There you go. Now you're projecting.
Yeah. I think I'm scaring my neighbors.
Some guy downstairs got fucking spider in his skin.
They locked us out. I think they got spiders in them.
We need to move.
We ain't got no ribs!
We need to move. They talk about spiders for 45 minutes. I think we have a spider problem.
I think we got a spider problem.
Oh, God. Spiders. What I was gonna say was that we should talk about Reba, but I don't even know if I want to talk about Reba now.
What about Reba?
That's what I was gonna say before
the
you said.
The family dynamic that we can't figure out?
Yeah, man. That's pretty much it.
From one episode?
We watched that too.
I think we have a new commitment as friends to really get into Reba. There's gotta be a RebaCon somewhere in this country, right?
I still don't know how podcasts work.
So everybody's hearing me right now.
So wait.
So I'm sorry, Suzette. Am I on the radio right now?
Should I go put on pants? I didn't put on pants.
I did forget. I was gonna say we should do this with no pants or clothes for the special.
There's gotta be
episode 10. But
there's gotta be like a special naked day, right? You could do one on that day.
We probably
wear nothing but I don't know, like merkins or something like that.
What's a merkin?
That's a pubic wig that they wear in movies and stuff.
Oh, I'm Birkin. I knew that.
Just hide our business in little patches of hair that we bought from the internet that have tiny spiders in them.
I don't want that.
Those are called pubic lice.
Merkin lice. It's a real problem when you buy authentic merkins made out of hair from Indians.
Oh, God. All right.
That's real?
Probably.
That's
real. I imagine you get a merkin made of real hair. I bet there's some guys with alopecia. They can't grow pubes. Alopecia is a condition when you can't have hair.
No, I remember.
Oh, yeah, you remember. I remember. Yes.
Yeah, that's a name.
Arrest Development.
It taught me that word.
That's how I got it.
Oh, boy.
We should have called your internet girlfriend Lucille, too. She has dizzy spells.
She's dizzy right now.
Oh,
what'd you do to her? Why is she so dizzy?
I don't want to talk about it because I feel like Maddie's mom might listen to this.
I don't want to talk about it because she's not talking about it all before already.
Yes.
So I just caught my neighbors leaving the house, probably because of the yelling.
Oh.
But they were looking at your car.
Oh.
I think I heard him go, spiders. Spiders everywhere.
This car is full of spiders.
Spiders in there. It's alright, I heard him having sex the first day they moved in.
Gross.
Yeah, it was.
Tim hit tender real hard that night. left!
Just crying.
left. I cried.
Do you guys know about Tinder? Tell them about Tinder, Tim.
Oh, Tinder's a magical app.
It's the straight version of Grindr.
Yeah. You can find people in your locations, and then you get to be really judgmental and swipe left if you don't think they're attractive, and swipe right if you do. And if you both swipe right, then you can message each other.
I thought left was good.
No, left is bad.
Oh.
Left is bad.
Right. Wonder if I've been playing this wrong the whole time.
It's very possible.
My favorite thing to do when I see Tim is to borrow his phone for something. Say I have to use the calculator. I don't have to use the calculator. I open his his Tinder, and I just swipe right for everybody.
You've also messaged a couple people.
And I've
gotten a lot of terrible messages back from them.
You're welcome.
You're so terrible.
You are welcome.
I think Bridget messaged me before.
Lucky ducky.
Yeah.
So, back to RebaCon.
Yeah.
Where do you think RebaCon is?
Where does Reba take place? Texas? It's probably in Texas.
I think it is Texas.
I remember there being an ugly clock in the wall that looked like Texas.
That bar had some Texas
had a flag in the wall.
And that weird in-between scene montage thing they kept doing for every...
Lizard with a cowboy hat? You
know? Yeah.
All signs point to
that
Texas.
That was a better one.
Yeah, the lizard with the cowboy hat was the best scene cut.
Agreed.
I don't even know what they call that thing.
I think it's just a lizard with a cowboy hat.
No.
Oh.
just
a blizzard.
I don't think there's a special name for it.
If you, the fine listener out there, have not had the pleasure of watching Reba, which is the
Get on it.
sitcom.
What's her name?
With Reba.
I think it's Reba.
Reba McEntire.
McEntire.
I think the episode we saw was from 2003. I believe it ran. That was probably on at least 10 years, right?
Probably less. But not to be confused with that other sitcom, Malibu Country.
She did have another. Oh, man. Reba just. Yeah. She knows all around. Over the place.
She knows where to do those non-singing things now.
Is it all on CMT?
No.
The reruns are on CMT. Mm. Anyway.
Reba struck me as a CBS show. Whereas Malibu Country, I think, was ABC.
My goodness.
If I picked up the vibe right from Reba, it's a CBS show.
I spelled CBS on it.
Yeah.
It had that CBS stank.
Most Watched Network.
Really?
That's what it said.
Yeah. Because of their terrible things like CSI.
Oh.
And CSI Indianapolis.
CSI.
Well, he ate himself to death. Another one.
I forgot what I was going to say. That's fine.
It was about RebaCon?
It was about Reba. It was about the scenes, in between the scenes.
Oh.
So they do a scene.
There's got to be a word for that.
I know. I don't know what it is. So they have a scene.
Interstitials?
Say it without the draw.
Interstitials?
Maybe.
say it not in a southern twang.
Can you untwang that for me?
The part of the show that was between two scenes, they would like...
This is who I am.
Oh, gosh. Forget it. Whatever. It's the worst show. The worst. But good news. Dog the Bounty
Hunter. Interstitial space or interstice is an empty space or gap between spaces full of structure or matter.
I don't think that's it.
I think it might be.
I think it fits.
Or a transition.
Transition sounds right, but it's not a transition because a transition is like when you like wipe. Like yeah. That's a transition.
Well, what do you want from me?
I don't know.
That's why I think interstitial is a pretty good guess.
All right.
Like, what do you do when you have a website and you have a page before your like website is ready the way you want it to?
A loading screen.
You being interstitial.
Get it?
I really hope that this southern draw doesn't go away after this episode. I want this to be a permanent thing.
You just gotta get me in the right mood.
I like that.
Give me a sixer of Lone Star Tall Boys and we could go all night.
I like that.
It's getting really ridiculous now.
It is.
It's getting higher pitched.
It's gone from casual draw to full on. Crazy person.
Oh my god!
To full on hee haw.
I liked when we saw.
Time is a flat circle.
Oh, when we saw Vertigo and then started talking like Jimmy Stewart.
Yelling at Jimmy Stewart. Oh no!
We couldn't do it well. And it was like a cross between Jimmy Stewart and who's that other guy from that show? That guy.
He loves me.
You know, the guy who sounds like Jimmy Stewart, but is more, oh, God. He was... Andy Griffith? He was,
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts!
Whoa, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. We draw a fine line of not being able to do either one of those voices.
What do you mean you're not gay? John Ritter?
Mm-hmm.
That a person?
That's not right, is it?
Nope. We seem like a lot of...
Oh, come and knock on our door. Yeah. There we go. Come and knock on our door.
What?
Pretty good podcast so far. Whoa.
What was that?
That was lightning.
Was it?
No, it was from my phone. No. My notification.
I want to bring back the Jimmy Stewart yelling. It's a good time.
Jimmy's. James. I can't even do it.
Now I'm just thinking of random Simpsons episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Now to think about it, what season was that? Fifth? Where Mr. Burns gets shot?
Ooh.
There was at least two Jimmy Stewart references. No, three that I can think of right now. Wait.
Well, let's hear them in order of favorite.
Who was in North by Northwest? That wasn't Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
It was?
Huh?
Well, then that's three I can think of.
Wasn't Rear Window one?
Yeah, there's one where Bart breaks his leg.
There's that sinister-looking
kid. Oh, that sinister-looking kid's coming after me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Then there's Marge's fear of flying.
Yes.
We're like, this is how corn grows, Marge. All of a sudden a plane starts dive bombing them.
Oh, yeah.
And the third one.
Don't look at me.
What? Oh, yeah. There's her dad's a steward. And the third one that I just forgot was... Oh. Your money's not here. It's in Bill's house, in Frank's house. Where do you want my money in your house, Bill?
That's funny.
So three random Jimmy Stewart movie references. Two Hitchcocks and, shit.
Hmm.
Who directed It's a Wonderful Life?
Who directed It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah. Something with an F.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
No.
That's a writer. Yeah.
That's his last name started with an F.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
We're just going to wait until you think of it. Alright. Let's move on to Mr. McNeil's question corner. Are you guys ready?
For him?
I got one for each of us.
Okay.
That's acceptable, I guess. So I feel like too much is taking the focus away from Tim.
Too much is taking the focus away from Tim?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like this episode would just be full on, it's so bad, Tim has a podcast.
Oh. But Tim doesn't even know what a podcast is.
It's okay. That's what we're for.
I'll find it.
I'll find it.
I can read Wikipedia.
Can I look
this
at it?
This is boring.
Can I go to a store for it?
All right. Should we start with Tim's question? Or
not Tim's going to go last.
Okay. I'll start with you then. Will, were you hoping for a more Bishop X-Men film?
No.
Nope. No, and?
I mean, I don't dislike Bishop as a character, but he's never really contributed that much to the canon. Like, there's, like, how many great Bishop stories can you think of? Is the answer none? I rest my case.
All right. I don't know who Bishop is. Haven't seen the new X-Men movie. Don't know about the comic either.
I wish it was a little more faithful with Kitty Pryde in the whole time travel aspect, because that was bullshit.
Go on.
Well, she's a character who can just phase through solid objects, and somehow she has the ability to send people back in time now.
That's what I was really curious about.
That doesn't make any sense, and they don't explain it in the movie.
So they don't?
No. That'd be a good place to have Rogue, like, I don't know, in the movie and be like, I absorb somebody's power to travel through time. Look what I can do now. Oh, that fixes everything nicely. But no, they want Kitty Pryde. Moving along.
All right.
Bullshit.
He also got very upset at the point where she got cut. And what was it? You said that Professor X should just turn off her pain sensors.
Fucking yeah. Spoiler alert, Tim. Come on.
It wasn't.
Wolverine really starts lashing out and slices yeah. Kitty Pryde, who's trying to hold him in the past. Meanwhile, Magneto's like, someone restrain him. He's like, his bones are metal, Magneto.
Yeah.
This was your job the whole time.
He's
stabby when he gets sleepy.
You've done it before.
You should have just not let him move the whole time.
He's whispering. And also,
she's struggling through the pain to do it. And he's like, Professor X, just make her not feel that with your brain powers. But no. A lot of holes. A lot of plot holes.
Well, it wouldn't be an X-Men movie without some plot holes.
It's true.
Good.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's
going to get me upset right. And loud.
All right. For me, at what age did you realize that you were...
Frank Capra is the director of It's a Wonderful Life. Moving along.
Okay. That was good. Sorry. Good for you. What else has he directed?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
A bunch of heartwarming stuff from that period.
That's great.
Capra-esque is usually used as a pejorative for overly...
Oh.
Pleasant. Like, that's not how it really was, but that's how we're going to show it.
That's great.
You know?
I think I've heard that, but I never...
Not no. Kafka-esque.
I've heard that, too. Maybe I haven't heard the other one. It sounds... I feel like I can tell the difference between Kafka and Capra.
Yeah.
But maybe I can't. Anyway, Matt, at what age did you realize you were smarter than most people? When was your first... air quotes, everyone's a fucking idiot, air quotes, moment.
I feel like Mr. McNeil has set you up to come off like a real douchebag.
Yeah. Thanks, Russell.
That's a loaded question. I appreciate that.
So how long have you felt like you're better than Will? What the fuck?
Oh.
Well, I first met Will when we were 15. So,
I'm not going to argue with any answer you have.
I don't even... Usually we get these... Oh. Is it your phone?
A little bit.
Usually, Russ sends his questions in earlier, but I didn't ask him for them sooner. So I'm basically, you know, I read that and I had no time to process it. I don't ever feel smarter than most people. I feel smarter than some people.
So you're saying you're dumb. Okay.
I feel like I'm smarter about certain things, but totally dumb at other things.
Podcasting.
Yeah, podcasting I'm the worst at. Math, pretty bad at. Photoshop.
Scared of fractions.
Kind of okay at.
You say scared of fractions?
Scared of fractions.
Yeah. Is that a band or something or a song? Scared of fractions. I feel like I've heard that before.
It is now.
All right.
Form that band.
Gotta go.
I play the zipper.
So I don't have an age. I don't know, Russ. I don't know, man. But I pretty much feel like everyone's a fucking idiot. Present company excluded. And everyone who's listening. All the time. Pretty much when people talk, I find a reason to not like it. I don't have a good answer for that, but thanks. And for Ted, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I miss that show.
That's the question.
Did we ever find that out? Did you ever find
out? She was somewhere different every episode. Right. That was the point of every episode.
Right. But I mean, did you ever actually, like,
geography questions to figure out where she was?
Maybe that's why I was terrible at it.
Yeah, and then Chief yelled at you because Morocco is not in Spain. Stuff like that.
Huh.
Do you not remember the show?
No, not at all.
Do you just remember Acapella?
Yes.
Rockapella, I'm sorry. Who sung Acapella?
It was good. And the silhouette.
Yes.
Of the sexy lady that I
And I'm assuming see. She's hot.
Yes, I assumed.
Do you remember the cartoon series?
Yes.
I don't. Other than the fact that there was a cartoon series.
That's it. I remember that it existed. That was beyond anything else.
So your answer is?
No.
That it's not a clue. It's not a yes or no.
It is now.
All right. Nope. Follow up. Do you remember the theme song?
No. Just the record. You just said it was.
I can't whistle very well.
No.
I don't know the words. All right. So he said, do you remember the theme song? If so, please sing it a cappella.
By Rockapella.
By Rockapella.
I think he's saying
she sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. She's a sticky something something from Berlin somewhere.
Vagina?
Did Russ write this or are you just saying
no,
this?
No, I'm these are the words that I know.
Wow.
But I can't sing them. I don't actually know them. I know some of the words.
What was the first line?
Well, she sneaks around the world.
All right. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Now you know it?
No, I just remember that.
All right.
Nope.
Well, way to go, Ted.
Worst at question corner ever.
He said that's the best he can do. He's in traffic.
Lots of time.
So tell him to pull over.
Well, I mean...
So tell him to just text
the traffic
he's
moves.
Standing
he's not just stopped.
Tell him to pull over.
He shouldn't have even sent this.
Why is he on a Vespa? Yeah.
He's not on a Vespa. Why is he... if he typed all this on a Vespa, Godspeed to you. That was
steering with his elbows.
Pretty great.
Oh, God. All
right. So,
I think the draw left me. I think I burned him.
It was so strong, like... 4 minutes ago. It was strong in your answer to the question.
Yeah, I know.
It's just gone now?
I think I burned it out.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Who are you texting, Timmy?
Come back. Don't.
Is it a
Nope.
I mean, Suzette.
Michelle.
Nope.
I don't know who that is, though. But I'm not going to bleep her name.
That's okay.
My platonic good friend.
I don't even know if I'm gonna bleep.
My platonic sister's friend who I'm in love with.
Oh, her.
I wouldn't say love.
Where are you going?
Casual lust.
Where are you going?
I have to blow my nose. You didn't have to stop talking.
I was about to ask Tim to say something.
You could have done that with me 4 minutes away.
You were gone for four like minutes. 5 seconds. I got nothing. Bless you.
Thank you.
Well,
tell us more about your love life.
Oh, this one.
Just a wide-eyed stare.
Oh,
what?
Like, oh, this one?
Who?
Who, me?
Who, me? I love my life. Is that what you meant?
No.
Oh. All right.
Grabbed a girl's boob the other day at work.
What? Was this the other day or was this a month ago?
Oh, maybe it was a month ago.
I can't process.
I ever told you. I can't process time.
Rehashing stories.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Oh, did I? All right, fair enough.
Oh, did I?
Maybe. Were they fake and did she ask you to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, she didn't ask. She just grabbed.
She grabbed your hand, so you didn't grab her boob.
So you sexually assaulted this woman?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
No, technically,
I don't know if we can have you on the podcast again.
Sorry. She sexually assaulted me, if anything.
It sounds like
if I was against it. If I was against it.
Could you fucking quit fiddling with shit? Sorry. That microphone picks up all that stuff.
I will take your
thumbs. I will take your thumbs.
Just take my thumbs.
No more fiddling for you. Southern Draw is back.
Well, I said I'll take your thumbs. You have to use the Southern Draw, right?
Yeah. No one's going to do that kind of stuff.
I'll take your thumbs. No, that's not good. I lost it again.
It's gone.
You know, like when you think about something too much and like you forget how to do it right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Well...
I really want to watch A Time to Kill right now.
Which one's that?
Lots of good Southern drawls in that. Uh-huh. That's the Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, is that with Samuel Jackson?
Yes, I deserve to die! I hope they burn in hell! That one. Sorry, Bradley Beach.
Did I say that in the last podcast? I feel like I
think it's come up a few times. And then I think I probably said, now imagine she's white. And everyone goes, what's he talking about? I think he's racist. But it has a very, very sweaty Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
All
my favorite Sandra Bullocks are sweaty. Yeah.
It's got very sweaty Sandra Bullock, very sweaty Ashley Judd, and a very sweaty Oliver Platt.
Hey now.
Trifecta.
Where are they?
Is this Why on? Why is it so hot? Is this on the Netflix?
They're in New Orleans or Louisiana.
Nolan's.
Remember when they're eating crawfish and they're flirting, but he's got a wife, and you're like, I want them to get together, but I really like her too.
And it never left.
And he has a baby. And they burn his house down. I hope his baby's okay. What a great movie. John Grisham, thank you for everything you've done for us as a people and our legal dramas. Where would we be without
dude,
the firms and the
runaway
juries and
he
the witness?
Ran the 90s. Ran the 90s.
And Christmas for the Crunks. Cranks?
What a good
I forget.
Crunks, the Crunks.
John
Cranks.
Grisham novel. I think he used a fake name when he wrote it, though. Because
Jurassic Park 2,
no,
right?
No, that's Michael Crichton.
Right. I'm an idiot.
It's all right. John Grisham's all legal shit.
See Russ? I'm not smarter than anyone.
Michael Crichton's all like science shit.
Right.
Is
okay.
Is he doing anything with the fourth? Or wait, did he do anything with the first one? Or he just wrote the book and they went?
Who, the dead guy, Michael Crichton?
He's dead?
Out. See?
Oh.
Okay.
He wrote two Jurassic Park books.
Gotcha.
The second one is only very loosely based on his story.
Did he write Congo, too?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sphere.
Amy.
And,
Good one. Good one, Tim.
Amy. Good gorilla.
Good gorilla.
Amy, want raindrop drink? That's a martini that he gives to the gorilla.
This is in Congo?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
What?
I think
Lord Lenny! Ernie Hudson! The guy from Loverboy!
What's his face?
I think Tim,
what's his name? Pennywise? Played it.
Oh, yeah, Tim Curry as Herkimer Homolka.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think I tried to watch it. And
Delroy Lindo? Stop eating my sesame cake! So many good parts of that movie!
All right. Well.
Bruce Campbell?
Oh, shit.
Who's that? No, I'm just joking. I know who that is.
That guy who produces all those movies with George Clooney now? He's in it. He gets his head smashed in just like Bruce Campbell does. Oh. Help me! Help me! But he dies. It's a really good scene. I love that movie.
They run around and smash their heads and like this.
All right.
So many two movies I need to watch right
now.
Good. Back to back. Which one's more culturally relevant? I'll let you decide. They get attacked by gorillas, Mattio. Now imagine they were white. Because they are. They're albino gorillas! You don't know what
they're protecting treasure.
Ooh, you're in for such a treat someday when you watch that. That's not new.
So I own it.
You own it?
Yeah.
So fucking full screen, I bet?
Hell yes.
Tim has a very, very large DVD collection.
Helter Skelter.
Of widescreen. And full screen DVDs.
You want to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy? You want one of those films randomly widescreen and the other two to be full screen? I got you covered.
I got those. How about no rhyme or reason?
I can do that for you.
I got that for you.
How about some pan and scan? You guys like pan and scan?
Makes you sick? Me too. Settle in.
It's got to be a long 3.5 hours of Lord of the Rings. I've never seen Lord of the Rings either.
It's okay. Congo's much more important.
That's true. We're doing Congo. This in order of importance. Congo.
The hippo attack?
Now, is Congo anything like Outbreak?
No. It's about an expedition to the Congo. No.
It's kind of a joke.
Oh, okay.
Monkey.
Well, they both have African scenes, and each have a character or an actor from Loverboy.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
The band?
No, the movie starring Patrick Dempsey when he was a delivery boy who had sex with
Loverboy from Can't Hardly Wait? Or Love Burger, that's Love Burger.
It's Love Burger.
Love Burger.
You've never seen Lover Boy either? Do you remember Lover Boy?
Old
ladies order pizza to get delivered with anchovies, and that means the teenage kid goes and has sex with them.
You know.
And then the bully who tries to beat him up, that's the guy from Congo. And Patrick Dempsey's the guy who first gets monkey sick in Outbreak.
Okay.
Dropping knowledge.
Knowledge bombs. Boom.
Also, sixth best Kevin Spacey role.
Yeah. Sixth best?
Sixth best.
You tell me the top five right now?
Hold my hand.
Probably.
Do it.
The order might be a little fucked up.
It's fine.
I hope seven's in there.
Yes. Seven. Life of David Gale. The Usual Suspects. Mm-hmm. How many, Matt? Five? Glenn Ross. Just above. That's probably number five right there.
All right. Now, are you doing the whole movie, or are you just doing Kevin Spacey's role in the movie?
Kevin Spacey's role in the movie. Best performance, not best movie he's in.
Okay.
How many was that? Am I missing one?
Yeah, give us one more.
K-Pax.
No. Don't be silly.
K-Pax.
You're still doing it.
I can't think of any other movie, but I'm just going to stick with
K-Pax. There's tons.
I know. American Beauty.
Yeah, I'll put that in there.
There you go.
That's probably number one. He's probably the most in that one.
That's a good movie.
But A Life of David Gale also has Laura Linney. I love her.
That movie was fucked up.
Yeah.
But also good.
I love me some Laura Linney.
Let's get back to Loverboy. The band. Everybody's working for the weekend. Am I right,
guys? Everybody's got some time to kill.
I think I might have seen that, but I don't think I've seen it the whole way through. I feel like they used to play it on Cinemax a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, that's about right. Maybe HBO, because that's what I have when I was younger.
Okay, sure. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. No, just make sure it wasn't your neighbor telling you to shut the fuck up.
No one fucking cares about Kevin Spacey. This is not 2003. He hates Kevin Spacey. Hates him.
But House of Cards is so good.
I wasn't counting television, by the
way. I know.
By the way.
I know it.
I wasn't counting serialized dramas.
It's fair. You just can't not fucking do something with your hands.
What,
my goodness.
Fucking Kevin Spacey and K-Pax?
I'm a fiddler.
Settle down.
What is this, Fiddler? Fiddler Clam season?
Wait, so is K-Pax not a good movie?
It's not great. It's not the worst, but it's not great.
All right. That's fine.
I mean, he's also very good in Horrible Bosses, but it wouldn't quite quite put that in like the Kevin Spaceyest of roles.
No.
You know?
It was just entertaining.
No, it was a joke. K-Pax is
I think fine. Usual K-Pax Suspects is probably number one, though. That was kind of like his breakout role.
Yeah.
Seven's probably good. Number three. Two would probably be the one I forgot the name of already.
American Beauty?
Yes. Pay It Forward. That's a little too saccharine for me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, he's good in that. He's got the face.
Yeah.
With the scars on the face.
What about 21? He was so good in 21.
Yeah, but that movie's so whitewashing.
I know.
You get a bad vibe. Bad taste in your mouth. I mean, he's also great as Lex Luthor in Batman Returns. But again, not really. Can't really own it because it's a character that other people have played. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put him versus Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. I'm not going to do it.
Won't do it.
Won't be prudent.
God, those Ross Perot jokes. Just
Well, that was not Ross Perot.
That wasn't Ross Perot?
No, Bush. That was Bush the First.
Oh.
Both played by Dana Carvey.
Okay.
Could it be Satan? And it's funny because I'm here to pump you up.
Yeah.
He's also Dana Carvey. He is so saturated alive. Too bad he's homeless now.
I'm having a good time.
Have you seen him recently?
No.
He looks...
like an old woman?
No, he looks exactly the same. He's had like a lot of work done, and I think he's had it done well. But it's like, oh, you...
I'm having you shouldn't a good look, time.
You shouldn't look anything like that. I am afraid of you. Now, I had to take away the thing that Tim was fiddling with, and then I started fiddling with it.
He is a dead man.
I think it's a mental virus. Like herpes.
The most mental virus of them all. Herpes.
They're everywhere.
All right. That's like an hour. Feel pretty good about it?
That's like an hour.
That's like an hour.
Keep in mind, you have to cut some of that stuff about Tim's internet girlfriend out. Yeah. I'm just kidding. We're going to burn down your life, little boy. The draw, I can't get rid of it.
It's all right.
It's back now.
No, the draw is back.
Why do I get so sudden when I get anxious?
It's not Reba. You get that Reba in your mind.
I got a full Reba right now. It's true.
Full Reba. I'm on a full Reba.
Keep talking about Tim's internet blowjobs. Full Reba.
All right. Well.
Did I tell you that her ex-boyfriend was like 50?
And the hits keep on coming. Now imagine she was white. Yeah.
Well, she sneaks around the world from India to Carolina. She's a sticky fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me, where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Steal their soul in South Korea, make another country triumphal. From the Red Sea to Greenland, they'll be singing the blues. Well, they never Arkansas her steal from me. Come from the jungle.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
She go from Nashville to Norway, Don Andrews, Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia and back.
Well, she'll ransack Pakistan and run a scam in Scandinavia. Then she'll stick them up down under and go pickpocket burn.
She pushed the
miss and misdemeanor when she stole the beans from Lima. Tell me, where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Tell me.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where could she be?
Where in the world